Welcome to another guided prayer. Allow yourself the opportunity to clear some space, some thought, focus, and almost like a gift, let's give ourselves these few minutes. Minutes with God, minutes in His love, minutes with His healing power. In what was called the Last Supper, Jesus said, "Take, eat, this is my body, broken for you. Do this as often as you would like," with the bread and the cup. The cup representing His blood that was spilt in that crucifix. The bread representing His body that was broken at the cross, both elements of our redemption, elements of His saving, rescuing, and delivering. Today, we recall, remember, and rehearse His saving power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say that statement out loud. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Him for being the superhero of the ages, the only one who lived a perfect life so He could pay the penalty for my imperfect life. Thank you, Jesus. Several times, just say that out loud. Thank you, Jesus. It seems to never get old. Can't possibly thank Him enough. That same Jesus that broke the bread and served the wine on what we call the Last Supper is the same Jesus who in this moment is serving you. He serves you love, forgiveness, peace, joy, all the elements that come with the right standing with God, which He has paid for and purchased for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can imagine sitting around that table with Jesus for what was the last meal before His agonizing death, burial, and 3 days later, His supernatural resurrection. I could imagine the feelings and the emotions of the disciples who sat at that table. I want us to allow, if you will, the camera to zoom in on John, one of the 12 or one of the 11 there at that meal. Where is John? His head is on the chest of Jesus, surrendering to His affection, His care, and His love. I wonder if today that's the position you and I could take. I want you to close your eyes just for a moment. And I believe this can actually happen. This can happen for you, and it can happen for me. I want you to imagine you putting your head on the chest of Jesus, the chest of God. All that ails you, all that causes you anxiety, all that causes you concern, pause, and pain. We give it to Him. We surrender it to Him. We entrust it to Him. His heart beats for you. His love is unconditional. And it does not end. You're safe here. You're secure here. You're seen here. I want us to take 3 deep breaths right here. Eyes closed. Head on the chest of God. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. One more deep breath in. And one more big exhale. Casting all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. As we conclude this guided experience, is there somebody in your world who is maybe absent from that table? You wish they were there. You wish they could hear His voice, sense His love and His nearness. Today, let's say their name before God. Jesus, meet them with your love. Whoever that person is, say their name now and ask that God would woo them with His love, His invitation, His grace, and His goodness. Thank you, Jesus. You hear all of our prayers and You hear the cries of our heart. Thank You for these moments of connection and communion with You. Amen.